that shines to brighten your smile in just one day. Visit blackamericaweb.com to enter to win a glamorous trip for two to the Essence Music Festival. No purchase necessary. Ends May 25th. See rules. From our Los Angeles studios every night on The Insider, Kevin Frazier on the TJMS. Kevin, good morning.
Tom, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, I love Basketball Wives because, you know, it's a bunch of women who really aren't basketball wives, just being wild and crazy. But we sat down with Shawnee O'Neal recently, and she gave us a revelation that, I don't know if it was really a revelation, but she finally admitted that Evelyn Lozado might have a problem.
No.
I mean, and you were like, Evelyn might have a problem?
Revelation, really? How?
Well, I'm going to let you listen to Shawnee, okay? Here's Shawnee on the bullying that might go on Basketball Wives.
Sometimes it can be a little bit of some bullying going on because of the personalities being a lot stronger. You know, like Evelyn's personality is a lot stronger than Jen's. So it does seem like it's bullying, but I don't think Jen would think she's bullied because I think she's, you know, strong in her own way. It's just a different way of dealing with it.
Boy. Now, does she mean when Evelyn is smacking somebody in the face that she's being a bully?
Throwing wine bottles at
them? Yeah. I mean, it's funny because you just feel like, Shawnee, you just figured that out.
I mean, Shawnee sees a paycheck. That's what Shawnee sees.
And you know what? And that's a good point, Tom. But I'm glad that, and hopefully they're going to get Evelyn some help, seriously, because, I mean, Evelyn can't beat anybody else up.
Well, she can't.
There's nobody left. Listen, Chad, that's long ago. She's had Chad in check for a long time.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I want to talk about something that kind of upset me a little bit. And it was, everybody is focusing on the Jennifer Hudson trial. And, you know, yesterday was the release of the 911 tape and the 911 call from her sister. But there is a report out that some people at the courthouse are upset that Jennifer is getting special treatment, that she is allowed to come in through a secret entrance, that she has half a dozen security with her. They hold an elevator for her. She actually gets to sit in the judge's chamber until proceedings start, which is usually off limits to the public. And she's not searched while everybody else in going into the courtroom is searched. And I look at that and I say, are you serious right now? Do you really mean, are you serious when you ask that she's getting special treatment? And I think about what she's going through and what's happening right now, because one of the things that was overshadowed yesterday by the release of the 911 tape was the testimony yesterday about the police finding her nephew. And of the things that I've covered, and I was in Chicago at that time, of the gut-wrenching things I've covered was the day that little boy was found. I had been at the church with his classmates coming in and watching them kind of hold a vigil, hoping that he would be found alive. And the day that he was found was one of the saddest days ever. And the fact that Jennifer went into the coroner's office, identified that little boy, I forever have so much respect for her and the fact that she's going through this. So I just think it's in such poor taste that people are talking about her getting special treatment at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing special about what she's going through right now,
mm-hmm.
losing her family and having to relive it and stare down the man who many believe took her mother, brother, and 7-year-old nephew's life. So it bothers me. And last thing before we go, Scott Thorson, Tom,
uh-huh.
who was Liberace's boyfriend, and now
he's out.
I know he's out of jail now, and I know that yesterday you talked about Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. Well, Scott is saying that he had an affair with Michael Jackson.
Why not?
That's going to be on
entertainment
tonight.
That was hard to get, huh, Blair?
You might want to check that out tonight. But, of course, I'll be there at The Insider. Make sure you always check out HipHollywood.com. But, yeah, everybody's coming out
and
throwing Michael's name around. Throwing Michael's name around.
Did Michael have time for little boys?
All right, Kevin Frazier, every night on The Insider. Every Tuesday on the TJMS, gotta be there at the top of the hour. You've got 3 minutes.